I was thinking this week what I was going to speak on. And then it came to me just how much God loves us. You hear me say that all the time, but it's incredible. In the book of Matthew 27:50-51, that's where Jesus was on the cross. And Jesus died on the cross. And you would think that would bring the Father into some kind of anger whatsoever, because Jesus had been beaten and lied about and everything you could possibly do to him. Now he's on the cross and he gives his soul up to God in heaven. And God the Father was should have been angry, I thought. But instead, that's when the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. And in the midst of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, dying on the cross, God the Father opens up heaven so that we and all who believe in him could go to him in prayer. It's the most awesome thing I think I've ever read of someone else. Jesus had suffered terribly, yet his death on the cross, the love of God still was there for all humankind, for me and you and all humans. And he opened up the path to heavenly path for each of us so that we could pray to him. Sometimes we forget how profound a statement that the Almighty has given to us. We forget that statement. And in the scriptures today from Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God." Powerful thing. God wants it. "And the peace of God shall be with you" at that point. Paul clarifies this even more in 1 Thessalonians. He said, "Rejoice evermore." He said, "Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God through Jesus Christ, his Son." God longs for us to pray with him. It's like he's our Father, we're his children, right? He wants to hear from us. He wants to listen to us. Not sometimes, but continually. Give God our thanks, for this is the will of God. Number one, praying to God is a privilege. It is a wonderful and special favor that God has given to each of us. But we've been made a privileged people. By believing in Jesus Christ, we can go to God Almighty in his throne in heaven. I don't even know how far heaven is from here, you know, where God is. But we can go and he can listen to us. It's open to us. When Jesus died, the veil of the temple was torn top to bottom. We don't have to go to anybody else. We can go straight to God ourselves. It is a priceless gift from God. That is why Paul writes that we should pray without ceasing. In other words, God is not going to turn us off if we pray too much. He's not going to say, "I've heard enough." He's going to listen to us. So number one, it's our privilege. And number two, it's a private affair. Jesus said to make it private, we should enter into a closet. He said that because others were out on the streets and they were praying and holding their hands up and hallelujah to get people's attention. Not praying to God, but praying to get attention from other people. So we don't have to go in their closets, but it's nice to go in a place that's quiet. A place that's quiet. He was indicating to us not to be like others who want to be heard for our prayers, but we want God to hear our prayers. Our prayer with God is a one-on-one affair. There is nothing wrong with group prayers. We do that every Sunday in church, and probably more often than yet. Yet God wants our attention, just him and us. That's a pretty powerful thing to think of right there, my friends. Praying to God is a privilege. Praying to God is a private affair. And praying to God can be a personal experience. We no longer have to tell others to pray for us. We no longer have to tell the priest our desires and our sins. Our prayers to God are one-on-one, personal thing. We can tell God everything about us. He already knows. And we can ask his forgiveness for everything about us. Even though he knows, all we have to do is ask for forgiveness and he'll be there to forgive us. It is a personal experience to pray to God. And number four, praying to God can be a productive experience. We get to get some things off our chest. We get to share our desires and our hurts and our needs. I watched a movie of Luther. I like it a lot. I've probably seen it 10 times. But in the movie, Luther goes to God and he's yelling at God. And he's saying, God, why'd you do this? You know, yelling at God. Well, Luther later on turns out to be one of our biggest evangelists. God didn't turn his head on him. Luther didn't understand God. And God listened to Luther at that time. So sometimes we don't understand everything that God's doing. Deuteronomy tells us in 30:31, that we're not supposed to know all things, but someday we will. So it's a personal experience, and sometimes that personal experience, we don't know what to say to God because we're hurt. Things, something happened we prayed for and it didn't come true to us. It's a personal experience. Keep praying. Pray endlessly. So it can be a productive experience. Our prayers to the Almighty give us a sense of release and relief. And number 5, praying to God should be a humble experience. We should never forget to thank God for His many blessings, and we should never forget to ask God for His forgiveness. For God even knows our very thoughts. We can't hide any of them. There is no limit to the length of our prayers, for Paul said that we should pray without ceasing. Yet even though God has opened a path to His throne for each of us, we must remember who we are praying to, and to make sure we offer unto Him the praise, honor, and glory that He deserves. And number 6, we should pray to God in the morning to make way for the day ahead. And we should pray to God in the evening to thank Him for the day that's past us and the future days coming. We should find a quiet place where we can pray one-to-one with God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. And finally, there is nothing wrong with group prayer. And many prayers have been answered when 2 or more people pray and with bended knees at the altar. Jesus said that when 2 or more are together, He will be there in the midst to hear our prayers. There's just something special when we go to a quiet place and we pray one-on-one with the Almighty God. Let us pray as we prepare ourselves for communion here in a little while, as we remember what Jesus Christ has done for us. Pray thanksgiving to God for all He has done for us, nonstop. Pray for forgiveness of anything that might separate us from God. We should tell God that we love Him, for He first loved us. One of these days when we have that glorified body and we meet Christ in the sky, we'll be able to see God as He is. And someday we'll be able to love Him just as He is. And that's how He loves us, just as we are. And He wants us to come to Him often. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Almighty Father in heaven, we do praise Your name once again, O Lord. And Father in heaven, we thank You for giving us the privilege of talking to You, Lord, one-on-one. And Lord, we thank You for letting it be a private thing where we don't have to ask others to pray for us. We don't have to ask others to be with us. We can go to You one-on-one, Lord, making it a private affair. And we thank You, Lord, for so much that You've made it a personal experience for each of us, Lord. Being able to talk to You, Father in heaven, and know that You're listening is a very productive thing, Lord. We can share our desires with You, Lord. We can share our sins with You. We can share the good times. We can share the bad times, Lord. You've made it that wonderful for each of us, Father in heaven. Let's always remember it should be a humble thing, for You are God and we are Your creation. And be with us, Lord, in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.